Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, and you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. I hope you make it a habit of joining us for some good modern mainstream jazz. Tonight we're going to do installment two of the Chet Baker Hollywood All-Star Sessions on Atlas Records. Art Pepper, a great alto sax man, was under exclusive contract with Galaxy Records around 1980, but a Japanese jazz label, Atlas, wanted to sign Art up for some records, and nothing could be released on his own name because of an exclusive recording contract with Galaxy. And so most of the sessions were released under other artists' names, but actually Art Pepper was the one who selected the artist, the sidemen, the tunes, the tempos, and so forth. So the box set that came out with on the Japanese label Atlas was actually all Art Pepper works with some illustrious sidemen. And we're going to open up the show with something by Cole Porter, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, and he's ably assisted here on trumpet by Jack Sheldon.
Thank you.
nice swinging version of Cole Porter's classic composition, "You Should Be So Nice to Come Home To," featuring in that front line there Art Pepper on alto sax, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, and that's from Art Pepper's Hollywood Atlas sessions, recorded for the Atlas Recording Company out of Japan back in the early 80s. Switch now to a great piano player out of the West Coast. We like to dip into his work every once in a while. That's Hampton Hawes. And here's from Hampton's album on a contemporary label. The album was simply called Four. And if you were on TV, you would know what the cleverness of the album, because it has the four artists on a golf course, and they're swinging a golf club. And, of course, the name of the album is called Four. And there's four artists on the album, and that's Hampton Hawes on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Red Mitchell on bass, Shelly Mann on drums, all leaders in their own right. And this is a Charlie Parker composition, Yardbird Suite. Thank you. Charlie Parker's composition, Yardbird Suite, played by all the bop players all down through the years, became kind of a jazz classic, and that was turned out by Hampton Hawes there on piano from his album 4, backed up by Barney Kessel on guitar, Red Mitchell on bass, Shelly Mann on drums. And now we're going to return to the Art Pepper Atlas Hollywood sessions that he cut for the Japanese label Atlas Records. And this is a little thing written by the trumpet player on this track, Jack Sheldon, with Art Pepper on alto sax, called Jack's Blues.
We'll be right back.
Jack's Blues, a little swinger put together by Art Pepper, who you heard there on alto sax, Jack Sheldon, who you heard there on trumpet from the Art Pepper Atlas Hollywood All-Star Sessions. I'm going to move back to the West Coast now and do something by a fine tenor sax player, Bill Perkins, and he had an album that he cut called On Stage with an octet. And I won't name all the personnel, but had some outstanding people in the aggregation, including Bud Schenk on alto sax, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Carl Fontana on trombone, Russ Freeman on piano. This is a little item that was written for the Lunceford big band back in the swing era, Jimmy Lunceford, by Cy Oliver, and became one of Jimmy Lunceford's biggest hits during the World War big band era. It's called For Dancers Only.
Thank you.
updated version of an old item from the swing era done by the big band of Jimmy Lunceford. That was an updated version by Bill Perkins on tenor sax leading up his octet. It included Stu Williamson there on trumpet, Carl Fontana on trombone doing some of the solo work. Going to return now to our highlight artist of the week, Art Pepper, doing his recordings on the Japanese label, the Atlas label, all cut in Hollywood with all-star supporting casts, and were only released in Japan at one time. This is a very beautiful ballad written by played by Art Pepper on alto sax, backed up by Pete Jolly on piano. You Go to My Head. Thank you. was our Pepper, our highlight artist of the week, all the way on that one, backed by Pete Jolly on piano, great ballad, played all down through the years, You Go to My Head. Well, we like to do something by Count Basie every few sessions. We don't want to get too far into the year without reviving our one of our favorite piano players and band leaders. This is Count Basie in a little different context. He's meets up with Oscar Peterson on piano, Freddie Green out of the Count Basie band, Ray Brown on bass, Louis Belson on drums. This is a little thing put together by Basie and Peterson from an album on a Pavel label called Count Basie Encounters Oscar Peterson. This is called Burning.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
That was a little, nice little thing called Burning with the dual pianos of Count Basie and Oscar Peterson, backed up by a dynamite rhythm section. Rhythm guitar there by Freddie Green out of the Basie Band, the great Ray Brown on bass, and Louis Belson on drums. Okay, now we're going to return back to our highlight artist of the week, alto sax man Art Pepper, from his All-Star Hollywood Atlas sessions that were recorded for the Japanese label. And were not, as I stated at the top of the show, they were not released under his name because he was under exclusive recording contract with Galaxy Records, but he actually picked the personnel and picked out the tunes. And so we're going to do something now by Art, backed up by Pete Jolly on piano. And this is George and Ira Gershwin's classic swinger, Strike Up the Band. We'll be right back. Strike Up the Band by a highlighted artist of the week, Art Pepper, ably assisted by Pete Jolly on piano, a great old Gershwin swinger from the 30s, done up on a 1980 version on Atlas Records for a Japan release by Art Pepper. And what I want to do remind you that you have been listening to Feeling of Jazz for a better part of the last hour. We're going to have another session of Feeling of Jazz after the news at the top of the hour, which will only be about 5-6 minutes, and we'll be right back for another fine hour of swinging mainstream jazz. So I hope you'll stick around. We're going to close it out with another track from the Art Pepper Atlas Sessions on Hollywood, released in Japan. And this is a thing where Art is joined by another great alto sax player in the front line, Sonny Stitt, again backed up by Pete Jolly on piano. This is Walkin'.